This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Lawmakers, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, are challenging the new U.S. Wildland Fire Service. Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The 11 senators and representatives, all Democrats, say that the consolidation of four Department of Interior agencies' wildfire programs is being done, quote, without adequate analysis, transparency, or planning to prevent disruption. Interior says that any claim of wildfire operations being disrupted is false. In a letter to Interior leadership, they asked for implementation to be delayed until Congress is given answers to 13 questions. They include what the pay structure will be for service personnel and who will make resource decisions during a fire.
These are reasonable questions to ask.
That's Tyson Bertone-Riggs, co-founder of the Alliance for Wildfire Resilience, a policy nonprofit. He hopes the administration and agencies open lines of communication with Congress. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
One of the great characters in Colorado sports, former Nuggets coach Doug Moe, passed away last week at the age of 87. Moe made the Nuggets must-see entertainment during his time with the team, largely because of an irrepressible courtside personality that impacted his own players as well as opponents. Associated Press sports writer Eddie Pels remembers.
He even admitted, "I'm Jekyll and Hyde. Like, I have a lot of fun with these guys, and then I get out on the court, and the emotion takes over." And the people who knew Doug best would say that an hour and a half later, if it was a road game, they'd be sitting there having a cup of coffee or a beer, laughing about things with these same players that, you know, if you heard what happened on the court, you would think, that player's never going to get in the game again.
Moe was the Nuggets head coach for 10 years. His 432 victories was a franchise record until recently. This is CPR News and KRCC.